It is a Tie Tuesday, and the Hall of Famer Ty Law, brought to you by Corvus Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and Ty Law, and brought to you by 110 Grill, gluten-free dining done right. Good morning and hello, and Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year, guys. Good to see you. Good to see you.
How were the holidays?
I was good. It was real chill for me. I was out on the West Coast, so you got to kind of celebrate twice. You're watching the damn New York ball drop. You know, in L.A., and then you got to do it again. So, you know, I get all my Happy New Year's and wishes at 9 o'clock, and then we got to do it again.
Kids, so weird.
The kids happy with their take when it came to Christmas gifts? And
oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, yep. Everybody, I need to sell some vodka. I'm broke on December. I got two birthdays and Christmas. So, yeah, so go out and buy a bottle.
Got to move some vodka. Definitely got to move some Corvus.
Yeah.
Well, that appearance that you and Wiggy did Sunday will probably help.
Get a little something.
Nice little turn. Did Wiggy bring his own autographed 8x10? How did that go?
Hey, Wiggy always steal the show, man. You don't realize how beloved Wiggy out here, man.
Who gets paid more for an appearance?
One's a Hall of Famer, and the other one is, you know, had a good time playing in the NFL. Yeah.
So what you're saying is one got paid cash and one got gift cards.
Which I don't mind at all.
What was the name of the place you guys were?
Maria's.
How was the food?
Food was good.
Yeah, it's good.
We had some fried raviolis, which were really good.
I had some of the lamb chops. They was off the chain.
Yeah,
the lamb
really good.
Cool. All right. Well, where are you on the dramatic news that Gerard Mayo will no longer be the head coach of the New England Patriots?
I'm all for giving a man a second chance because I think he didn't inherit a great team. So, you know, you got a rookie quarterback, a rookie head coach, and he was handpicked by Mr. Kraft himself. He admittedly said that he made a bad choice, but sometimes you just stick with it. But I guess that's how you become a billionaire. You could just walk away. You're like, hey, man, I made a mistake. I'm out. God bless. Good night. You know what I mean? So
I mean, you think it was more Robert or more Jonathan? I mean, we saw Jonathan taking notes during games. I was there any internal turmoil on that decision?
Oh, I guess it would be, right? How much is Jonathan voice swaying his dad now, right? Where you go, hey, dad, we might have made a decision on this, even though we both love Gerard. We gotta pull the plug.
It has to be a lot because he will be the owner eventually.
He will be there, and I think it's a collective decision right now, even though Mr. Kraft is the final nail in whatever coffin is gonna happen. There, but John definitely has the influence, and like you said, he's going to be running the team, you know, at some point. So, I mean,
it's just a bad look. It's a dirt dog way of doing somebody that you claim to love.
You agree with Wiggy that it's a bad look on the organization, on Robert Kraft.
I don't think that he should have. Man, you hired him. So, what were the expectations when you hired him in the first place? Did you really thought you was going to the Super Bowl? I gave you 500, so I was wrong because I was like, you guys said he's not getting 500. I was like, man, you got to get half the damn game. But
so you were disappointed. You felt like with that roster, with Drake May, he should have at least been 500. Is what you would.
That's what I was hoping for.
They shouldn't have got worse. I mean, I've been saying this for a while. They were regressing, not progressing.
See, but their over and under was 4.5.
Yeah. Honestly,
you said it perfect, Greg.
Week one was the best week.
Right. Yeah. Remember, the over and under was 4.5. So there were a lot of people, myself included, you and I, Greg, at the beginning of the year were like,
I took the under.
Me too. So the and I get they were regressing at the end of the year and it looked bad, but we've talked to Mayo, and there was probably a lot of mistakes that he was learning from that you would think maybe in year two you don't make those same
mistakes. What was Belichick's first year? I mean, we didn't go
five games. I hate five games. Stop with this stupid argument.
It was four wins.
But the point I'm saying is, you give him another chance because I'm like, what did he do different than a lot of other coaches? And you made the decision, let him bring his own guys in there. That's just my opinion. You know what I mean? You brought him in there. So now, guess what? You're going to move back 5, 6, 7 more years before you get another opportunity.
Curtis, you have the floor.
I would just say, who would you rank in order as the reason this team was 4-13 again? Because for me, number one is Robert Kraft. He did not invest in the offseason. He did not invest in the staff for Jerod Mayo. Number two,
Elliot Wolf. Yep.
Number three, whoever told Jerod Mayo he couldn't start Drake May week one.
Probably Elliot Wolf, so he'd be.
So there. And then I might get to Jerod Mayo at four.
Yeah. Well, I got five, and there's a whole bunch of people in five. Every 53 people on that damn roster, they wasn't good. Mm-hmm. Let's call it like it is. Right. I mean, they didn't have a good roster. The cards were stacked against him when you talk about from a roster configuration standpoint.
Hold on, though. It's not really your place to criticize guys who play on that team.
Well, as a former player, I think I qualify a little bit. I'm a G14 classified.
Sometimes they just gotta know their place.
You're not going to be booing guys, are you?
Hey.
What did you, can I just ask you in general about Jelani Tavai on this show? And did you object to fans booing when you were playing in the NFL?
No, I mean, if you pay your hard-earned money, you got a right to boo, criticize, or do whatever you want. Just like, you know, from a media standpoint. Mm. That's the job. We can say things that people may not want to hear,
right?
Or they want to hear. But as a fan, to tell fans that come to see you to put money in your pocket to not boo or don't cross the line.
Right.
First of all, who the hell are you? Yeah, I want to say that. I mean, I'm like, when I'm sitting there looking at him, I'm like, who is this guy? Did he make any plays?
Certain people
ain't even qualified to say, sir. Like, let's call it what it is, man. What's his name? Jelani, whatever.
Yeah.
You ain't really that qualified to be able to make those type of statements. But the people
well, he said
that
he
are,
yelled back at fans, too.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. How you going to yell back at a fan? You mean, you happy to be in the locker room and be there, you know, to be honest with you. Yes, they can't do what you do or what we did, but to come out and say something like that when fans come and pay their money, man, let them boo.
Especially you're playing like ass, though. There's a certain line you don't cross, like, about, like, maybe, you know, talking about the wife and the kids. But when you're playing like ass and somebody criticizes you, I was always from the world of, you have the right to boo me. And I could boo me, I probably would boo me too.
You damn right. That's a good game. I would have booed me too. You know what I mean? You can't even take it personal.
Yeah.
You know, at
when you're
point,
playing like that.
But don't you give Jerod Mayo credit for the fact that finally, in the final week of the season, he learned how to successfully bench a guy?
Yeah.
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 But those are the things that I was hoping that he would learn from his mistakes and say, okay, here's what I need to do different as I self-evaluate all offseason. But Kraft not even given that opportunity.
I don't think Curtis, I'd be interested in your opinion on this. I don't think he sat him for the first quarter because of the original comments. I think he sat him because Jerod Mayo told everybody that they were dealing with it internally, and then he went and doubled down on it after practice and said, you know, you can't be a critic, and I don't come to your job and tell you what you're doing wrong.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
You don't have that type of job.
But
that's a different type of job.
If the Patriots spend this offseason, if Robert Kraft, and they have to, we all believe they will because of compliancy with being compliant with the NFL CBA, then doesn't that even make the firing look worse? Like, say you love this guy like a son. You knew 5 years ago he was your guy. And now you invest both in the staff and in the roster after you knew it wasn't going to be resolved in year one.
Right.
Like, won't the questions just say, why wouldn't you have just done this for Jerod?
Right.
He would be like, hold on about this son stuff, too. Well, guess what? Tom Brady was a son, right?
That's true.
Right. William McGinn. I was the second son, you know, because I was the second draft pick. I was always the second son after Willie. Guess what? Hell, I got fired too.
Right.
Yeah. So this is part of the business. Right. Damn it. Coaches get fired, players get fired. He's in a position as far as being the owner, but when they talking about, you know, love and the son and all that, man, I got my ass fired too. So I was like, you know, that's out the window.
But remember, you guys were the adopted foster kids. Now everybody ain't gonna get the same type of love.
Yeah.
That the real kids. But don't tell me that. Like, you don't need to tell me how much you love me. And I'm like a family member. Just keep it honest with me. And that's where I think Robert went wrong. And you and I know both Ty from playing. That's where I think hurt Jerod. And I said the thing that hurt Jerod the most was him blurring the lines of being the head coach, but I still want to maybe not be a friend, but I want you to, I want to fit
but
in.
But that's on him.
Yes, yeah. That's like, what I blame them
you
for.
Can't excuse, like, there were a bunch of, like, you bring up Jelani Tavai. There were a bunch of scrabines, as you would call them, on this team.
Yeah.
And all they did from jump is complain about stuff.
Right.
When they are not, they're not of the level of guys who you brought it up, who, you know, have earned the right to complain.
I could, you know, never imagine complaining my rookie year to Bill Parcells, or even my second or third year.
But
when
what
I
what about guys whining by like week three or four about yeah. how often they got the football and declaring that they have the best hands in the NFL? Like,
but Greg, mean,
tweeting out like, a Lamborghini in a parking spot outside of a trash house. Like, what are we talking about? The whole season was like this. Right.
And Gerard Mayo could have put his foot down,
right? Yeah.
And he didn't.
Right, and that's where he blurred the line, and that's why.
Dietrich Wise said that yesterday. Dietrich Wise said, I love Gerard. Like, this is a sad day. I love Gerard Mayo. He was a great coach, a great mentor, a great friend. So it's making the jump from your boss.
Wiggy and Ty Law talk all the time about the birth and creation of the Patriot Way, and it was in Ty Law and Willie McGinnis and Teddy Bruschi and Troy Brown and those guys that policed themselves. The way the team found success was because nobody wanted to walk past Willie McGinnis early without doing their post-practice work with film, whatever.
Yeah.
And but they also don't have that.
You could have on those teams, correct me if I'm wrong because I didn't play, but you could have scrubbies who bought into the whole team thing and were like, I know what my role is here.
Right.
And it's all about the team and we're going to get it done as a team and I'm not going to whine or complain or bitch about anything publicly because I know it's the Patriots and that it's a team.
Because you got to remember we didn't go, "Oh, coaches were our friends." There was a different they were coaches, we were players. And we respected them. We worked, but we weren't hanging out with them. Right. We weren't like, "Oh, we're friends." Like, we weren't asking them about, like, "Hey, things are going on at the house." Those are what your brothers in the locker room were. And the coaches, there was no gray line. And I think that's the problem sometimes with some of these coaches today is they cloud the line of being the coach, but also being your friend.
Right. I agree with you on that, Wiggy. But I also think that when you coach under Belichick, look at the coaching tree. Everyone tries to be like Bill. I had a situation in New York where Eric Mangini, who was my DB coach, and I came and I'm like, "E, you trying to be like Bill?" I straight up told him, I was like, "You trying to be like Bill?" I said, "Be yourself." I was able to do that because where I was at, who I was in the league. But I think Gerard coming in, he's kind of torn. Do we, the Patriot Way, Bill's way, or do I create a new Patriot Way? He has that. He's probably thinking, like, "I have to do it this way. Right. I got hired because Bill ran it this way. I got to be extension of Bill."
He tried to do everything the polar opposite of Bill Belichick.
I think he was trying to be extension, you know, of Bill.
You think it was he was? I think they told him, "You know, we're fed up with this guy. We're taking our team back," and that Gerard Mayo said, "All right, Gerard, we want you to be collaborative. Gerard, we want you to, you know, every time you speak, we want you to be transparent, say how you feel." And then, wait a second, what do you mean? You said you're going to burn cash? We don't have the cash. They wanted it both ways, and they couldn't get it from him.
Right, but
and
think about it. Everything that he knows about the league came through Belichick. So how are you going to peel that? At least, let's say somebody like Mike Vrabel. He never coached under Bill Belichick. Mm-hmm. So he went and got his coaching experience elsewhere. He played, which that might be an advantage to if he was to come here because he remembers the old school. Because I'm sitting there rooting for Mike Vrabel. I'm saying it right now. I'm rooting for Mike Vrabel.
Right.
You want Mike Vrabel?
I would love to see Mike Vrabel because
why?
He did not coach under Bill Belichick. So, and he's going to remember what the old Patriot way was and how we did things. He's going to have credibility as a 3-time Super Bowl champion. And like I said, he didn't coach under Bill.
Okay.
He got all his stuff somewhere else. Gerard played under Bill. He coached under Bill. So it was an extension of Bill no matter what you look at it. Mike Vrabel was coming with his own identity and saying, "Look, I'm here." He can look at everybody out there. Ain't none of you guys champions.
Okay, so that's good stuff. So you think Mike Vrabel is the guy
yes.
because he knows the way things were done here as a player.
Yep.
But he's not, if you think any of Bill's stuff is bad stuff, he's not influenced by that.
No, he's not going to be influenced. From a coaching standpoint, no. From a player standpoint, he has that. Hey, I played in this era. He knows what we are here in New England. He's going to bring back a certain culture if he was able to come here. I really believe that he is the best fit no matter what. Now, you can go totally different and bring somebody else in. But
like Ben Johnson or somebody.
Right. But why would you want to do that when you can have Mike Vrabel walking in the building? You're going to see his pictures up there as a player, not as a coach. You're going to see him as a player. I mean, what he's done, you know, for this team, man.
The other thing I look at, but here's the difference, though, and this is where I feel, because Mayo had all the qualities of the player thing, but it's really about the personality. Like Vrabel's personality, and I didn't play with Mayo, but you could tell Mayo's personality is a little bit different. Where Vrabel's personality is, I don't give a F about you telling me how great your hands are, or you telling me how much playing time you want. Where I think that where Mayo came in, his personality is like, hey, listen, I understand, guys, how it is. I understand the difficulties of being an NFL player. And, you know, so he handled, and it can work, but I think in some cases, he handled guys a little bit more coddling of them, of saying, hey, everybody got a voice.
Yeah.
Where I don't think
But Wiggy, don't you think that was impacted by the way the organization dealt with, say, Matthew Judon? Because we all believe that was the beginning of the end during training camp.
Yeah.
We talked about it at the time. Yes. Remember that?
Yeah. I mean,
Matthew Judon is dressing him down in front of everybody and embarrassing him. And he's like, hey, he has a right to speak.
No, he don't. Some things you don't do and you don't tolerate. If that was to ever happen with Coach Belichick in the public setting, he'll handle it, and you might not be there the next day, depending on who you were.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So I just think that from a player's perspective, I don't know if he garnered the respect that he should have as the head coach, and he might have been too cool of being like with the players. Because look, Belichick was always cool. You know, you can sit around and you can talk to him outside of football, real cool, but you always understood that he kept that level of separation as the coach.
Ty Law is here. We got to take a break on a Ty Tuesday, but you're here for a little bit, right? Yep. All right, Ty is here. And we are going to, later on, we're going to give Hill Notes second whirl, so you can leave us a message at any time.
Second time ever done.
Unbelievable idea, Curtis.
I really been workshopping it.
Out of the blue. And the concept is really unique.
Never been done.
Never been done. So on the Odyssey app, you can leave us a voice message on any topic.
And don't tell anybody that we're doing it, because we're doing it first.
And it's really simple. Look for the microphone, upper right-hand corner app. Leave message. We play later. Ty Law next.